Dance Mom fans, it's Mini Mayhem. We're talking episode 26, season 6 of Dance Moms. This is the AfterBuzz TV After Show. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Love this song. We got to get a little pump up. So it's me again, and I'm going to be head hosting and only hosting this show. So tweet me, write me. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. Seriously, tweet me. Tell me what you want to know, what you want to talk about. I'm going to start by breaking down the show from the pyramid. So it's Mini Mayhem, and this episode is pretty interesting because everyone is just fighting with the mini moms. And it shows that with the pyramid, because this time Abby decided to combine the girls, do a whole pyramid of everyone together. So I wrote everyone down and the little comments that Abby had for them. So at the bottom, we have Alexis, because of her mother, even though she's an amazing dancer, and Abby last week gave her all the compliments, it doesn't matter. She's at the bottom because of how her mom acted. Peyton, she has mistakes in her choreography. She needs to focus and perfect what she's doing. And what they do is they literally have, I mean, I think it's 2 days to do a dance. So, I mean, you need to get that quick. So she needs to get that taken care of right away. And Abby definitely pointed that out. Nia is next. And Nia's next because she was sick. So she did a great job in the group, but still, Abby always puts you down if you miss something or give up a dance or anything like that. JoJo and then Brynn are next on the pyramid. And JoJo and Brynn's moms are not very happy. They finally get to agree on something, and they don't like this at all. But they lacked emotion, and Abby said that they didn't match. So I agree, actually. They weren't really matching. I said that last week. So I think that was fitting. And then next we have Ariana, Liliana, and Eliana, all the Anas. So Abby didn't really say anything specific about them. Jesslyn was more upset, and she was screaming, you know, is this sabotage? Are you sabotaging JoJo? Tell me what you guys think. Do you think that Abby is trying to sabotage JoJo and the girls that aren't her favorites? But Jess stepped in, and I guess this is the reason why they got it out of Abby later, that Jesslyn took over. So that's why Abby was upset. But Abby shouldn't be upset because she was the one that sat out and was sitting eating popcorn and didn't really do her job. So Jesslyn stepped in and she said, I have my own dance studio. Time to go. Like, let's get this job done. So they did. And I thought that everything turned out great, but Abby didn't like that. So that's why JoJo and Brynn were at the bottom as well. So then we have the top, which is Kalani and Kendall. And the moms just freak out and want a separate pyramid. So they did. Abby did for once. And she grabbed everyone by and everyone over, and she went on the side and did it separate. So I don't know. I think that that's good. I think that you shouldn't have the girls in the same pyramid because they have different categories. They have different strengths, and the older girls have been there for years and the minis haven't, and the moms are a whole different ball game. So maybe the moms should have their own pyramid instead of taking it out on the girls. But they're going to Fierce National Dance Company, or competition, sorry, I had COMP written down. So Fierce National Dance Competition in Phoenix, Arizona. So Phoenix, Arizona is the hometown of Kalani, and Brynn and Kalani. So they did their solo, and this is where, or I'm so sorry. They did their duets. So they did their duets, and I'll go into that more later, but Abby picks and chooses who she wants together. So she picks Brynn and Kalani to be together, and then Nia and Kendall. So Nia and Kendall, they finally get to do their pop star routine. And I was wondering last week if they'd get to do it. They did get to do it this week. And we'll talk a little more about that later. And then the minis get Illyrical. And I think that that's great because it really shows all of their strengths. And it's called Wait For Me, Mom, because it's on Mother's Day. And we all know that Abby loved her mother and misses her a lot. So she wanted to do something that made her mother happy, and she really likes, or her mother did really like seeing all of the kids as pretty ballerinas, and that's what she made the minis do. And in the end, again, we'll talk about that later, but then the teen group is called Sun City, Arizona. And the reason for that is because there is a whole bunch of elderly people in Sun City. I've never been to Arizona, so I can't speak personally, but they said that it's a lot of where people go to retire. So the girls were supposed to be a whole bunch of senior citizens with canes and or walkers, and the girls didn't like it, and the moms really didn't like it. So we'll touch on that in a little bit, but I thought that was hilarious when Abby came out with all her walkers. I laughed out loud. I thought that that was hilarious. And I think the girls liked it at first. They thought it was fun. But then when it came down to it, they really want to win. They want to be seen as high up as they are. And, you know, Kalani did leave Arizona for Abby. So she wants to go back and show them what she's learned and who she became. And she is just stunning, by the way. So she has every reason to want to show that off, and I don't blame her. So now when they're practicing, I was watching, of course, I'm watching, critiquing, and trying to see what's going on, and even seeing people's faces and how they react to one another. But the moms, I'm not going to touch on the moms too much because this is just, it's a lot, and they're just bicker. I think that they're bickering just kind of to make a show, because if you watch, it's continuous and over the same thing. So let's focus more on the dancing and the kids. Abby wanted the kids, the minis, to have a tougher, more technical dance. And she said that they can show all of their flaws and they should be flawless. So in this dance, it really, really pulls out all of these really great moves. And Abby, you know, is sitting there critiquing. And I think making these minis transform into bigger and better dancers. And the other moms, the teen moms who have been there for so long, see that and they get upset because they want their kids to continue to grow as well. But since it's not like that in Abby's world, they blow up. The teens, I mean, I think that that dance would have been fun, but I understand why they didn't want to do it because of how professional they wanted to look. So when they're practicing the solos, I mean, Abby was really, really screaming at the girls, the teen girls, Nia and Kendall specifically. She said that Nia's turns needed work and Kendall's turns were not tight. She needs to be cleaner and she needs to be faster. She's just not growing at the pace or as sharp as Abby would like her to be at this point. What do you guys think? Tell me. I'm sure lots of you competition dancers know. I personally think that Abby is right. I've watched, and again, I'm not a competition dancer, but I have been a dancer half of my life. And just by looking, you can tell there's certain things. But of course, you know, you can continue to improve on that. And I think that's why the moms are really upset too, because Abby always says all of these negative comments, but then she doesn't have anything to kind of, I mean, it's like a catch-22. okay, either say that they're bad and give them some more work that's it's a little bit of a challenge, or, you know, don't say anything and just accept them for who they are. So do you think that Abby makes choices for who she wants to win? Because it kind of seemed like that in this episode, and I really want to know what you guys think, because it kind of seemed like that when she paired the girls together, and then she gave Kalani and Brynn this beautiful lyrical. Jill said that she's jinxed, and I don't know. I just think that she's coming up with excuses, but who knows? We'll see next week, too. Kalani and Brynn, Abby said, she said this on the show. She said, this should win. So I don't know. I think that she does pick and choose, but again, we'll see. And they're supposed to have snakes and be snakes and have these cool things going on. And Jill, I think it was Jill or maybe, I forget who it was, but someone said they should have body paint on and they should have be very, very elaborate. And when it came down to the competition, they just had a few snakes in their hair. So I don't know. So let's move on to second day of practice. And the minis lyrical, they did this for 2 hours. They were working for 2 hours and they were trying to fix mistakes, and Abby was just not having it. She was pretty upset. It was 2 hours in, and usually her elite team would have been done by now and would have been flawless. So I think that that's what she expects from the minis, and she kind of wants them to get there. The moms say that this is a stupid dance. This is when the elite team, teen mothers are just done, and they think that it's offensive, and they just say that their kids are not going to do this dance. I'm kind of surprised, though, that Abby lets them just not do this dance. I think she just surrenders and is like, all right, fine, you do it. See what happens. So JoJo's mom, Jesselyn, first was like, JoJo's not doing it. And then everyone followed her. So I don't know. At least they're acting like a team. At least they're finally coming together and they're not fighting within their group too much because they're too busy fighting with the mini moms. But they go to Arizona. And the day before the dance, they're just going at each other's throats. I just couldn't believe this episode. It was like repetitive over and over again. And I just was trying to, you know, focus on the dancing, and it was pretty funny, but it was a lot. So I had no idea. Holly revealed that Nia had RND, which is a reflexive neurovascular disorder, and she was in a wheelchair herself. So she took offense to this completely, that these girls were pretending to be crippled. And, I mean, I can't speak for her, but I had no idea about Nia, and maybe that's why Abby didn't put up a fight about it. Maybe that's why. I'm not sure. Or maybe there was a little fight and they just didn't have time to put it in. So are the mini moms threatened? Do you guys think that the mini moms are threatened and they're causing all these issues for nothing? That's what the other mothers think. And I don't know. I don't know about that. But the minis, they're not taking direction, and Abby's pretty upset by that. I think that they look great, though, and they're kids. You have to drill it in their heads for a little bit until they fully get it. So I think she's just expecting a lot of them. But when it comes down to the teen group, she goes, okay, improv. So they have to go on that stage and improv, which means make it up and do whatever you think works, which doesn't work for a competition, especially when you're thinking on the fly. There's nothing solid. So I think that's great, though, that Gianna sat with them and just worked with them, and they created their own dance, and they came up with their own their own costumes. And I think that they've been conditioned enough that they're able to take control and make something beautiful. So I loved that. I really thought it was strange, though, that they finally, I don't know, they finally stood up to Abby in a big way and just said, we're not doing this, and took over. That, to me, has never been done, so I was kind of shocked at the outcome of that. So, moving on, I have moms all complain. is Abby too busy with the minis? Question over and over again. Is she too busy? Is she infatuated with these minis? Who knows? Who knows? But is Jill right? I'm just wondering. Well, I basically mean what I said before. I think she just wants to condition them to continue to grow and be better. So who knows? They just might be fighting. So let's move on to the performances. Kalani and Brynn, they had contemporary, and it was called Prettier Than Poison. Again, they had snakes in their hair. They only had a few minutes to go on, and the mini moms came in, and they wanted to say congratulations, and they've been looking up to these girls for so long. So they didn't have any time, though, and I think it was just a miscommunication between the two groups of moms. The mini moms did have good intentions, I feel like, but they just didn't know the times, and they just didn't, they didn't look it up, or they just had no idea that the girls were about to go on, Kalani and Brynn. So they were kind of cut short, and that'll come up later. But I thought that Kalani and Brynn's performance was beautiful. It was just, I thought it was flawless. I didn't see anything that I thought needed correcting. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. Moving on to Nia and Kendall's. I didn't feel anything. I feel like you should be wowed, and there is that fine line. Maybe they did need some more time. Nia had a little wardrobe malfunction, had to pull up her top. Little things that are looked down at in competitions. You'd never want to touch an accessory. If something falls off, you leave it. It should stay on your head, though. Your shirt or your corset should stay up. Little things need to be in place. Just a little double stick tape goes a long way. So I wasn't too into that. But yeah, that one was called Pop Stars. And that, again, was supposed to be the telephone rendition of Lady Gaga and Beyonce. Kendall was supposed to be Lady Gaga, and Nia was supposed to be Beyonce. But they changed it a little bit. And I don't know. Again, I thought it was great, the group numbers. And Abby just said to the moms, let talent speak for itself. Don't worry about what's going on. And I agree with her. I think that she needs to, all the moms need to just let the kids dance and stay out of each other's way. But of course, with egos and everyone wanting their child to do so well, they're just clashing and being a little crazy. So Kira pushed the moms. One of the mini mothers said that, told Abby that she was pushed by Kira. And at this point, Abby's just so over it. She's like, look, it is what it is. Let the talent speak for itself. So let's move on, though, to the teen dance. It's called Why Wait? And I thought it was incredible. The white, just everything about it really flowed. Everyone was stunning. The only one that stood out to me in a negative way was Kendall. I love Kendall, I do, but there was a few things that she did that was a little off, but everyone else I thought was on point, and they did flow as a group. If you watched as a whole, it's hard to watch on television. I wish that they did wide shots and you could see everything, but sometimes they zoom in and you don't really get to see a lot of what the girls are actually doing. But from what I saw, I loved it. So let's go to the awards. So pop stars in the teen duet category got third. I'm not surprised. It was good, but it wasn't great. So it got third. Teen duets for Prettier Than Poison, they got second. And again, I want to know who got first. I thought that Prettier Than Poison was beautiful. Maybe it was the costumes, who knows? But I wish that they would tell us, and I wish that they would show who actually made first. If you guys know a website or anything, please send it our way. Comment below on YouTube or any of the outlets that you can watch this. Please tell me if you can actually watch the performances, because that would be really cool. I want to kind of compare. So the mini group got first. It's called Waiting for Mom. And I thought that was, I mean, it was beautiful. And it really was great for Mother's Day and for Abby Lee's mom. And I thought it was beautiful. The girls in their pink, and they were girly and fun. And it was just natural, and their talent all shined. And this is something that they could have failed at big time. And they didn't have too much time. You know, they have the general 2 days or so, 2 to 3 days, and the girls pulled it off. Now, the teen group, speaking of pulling things off, they got first. It was called Why Wait? And Abby was tearing up, taking pictures. And when they won, they got up and the announcer asked, who was your choreographer? And they said, us. So they were even surprised that they choreographed it themselves. And of course, with little Gianna's help. I wonder why they can't say Gianna. I don't know if that's some kind of contract. I know that Gianna's only allowed a certain amount of time on camera. On the production side, there's certain rules, like the girls aren't allowed to be on camera if their mothers aren't there. There's a lot of different rules, so maybe that is the reason why they couldn't say Gianna helped them. So moving on to the end of the show, where the moms just blow up. I think it's just reiterating everything that had been going on in this entire episode. They're just jealous of one another. It's going back and forth and back and forth. And the minis had this beautiful poster made of Abby and her mother. And the moms were just picking and making little comments. And I think that everyone should just, you know, you're on the same team. Even though it's separate teams, you're on the same team. You're under Abby Lee Miller's dance company. You're underneath her umbrella. So I just think it's getting a little much. I'm interested to see where this goes. So in predictions, I think that next week it's going to be even more finalized. Meaning Abby is going to have that ultimatum, you know, and is she going to let the big girls dance? Because in the end, Jesselyn and Jill and Kira go at her throat, and I don't know what's going to happen next week. But I did want to touch on a little news. If we can get the little lights, but, I've been reading a lot on what's going on. Someone commented on our YouTube channel saying that the minis went home, and I looked into it. And season 7 spoilers. If you guys don't want to know, turn this off right now. Season 7 spoiler. Candy Apples are back. Kathy is back. We haven't seen her since season 5, but I think it was season 4. We have not seen her. And I kind of want to see what's going on with her and all of the girls that she has under her umbrella. So We'll see. And the minis do go home. The production company sent them home. So I'm not sure what happened. Or maybe they just don't work with the storyline. They're not going to work with candy apples. Not sure what's going on. But that's what I've noticed. And that's what I saw. Also, they talk about two new performers. There's a girl named Cameron Bridges and Diviana Fletcher. These two girls, they could be permanent or they could be just making appearances. Also, Abby had a summer audition tour, and the finalist names are Maisie Kays, Chloe. I'm sorry if I'm getting these names wrong, but I'm just reading them offhand. Chloe Falsey, Emma Hodges, and Taylor Tucker. These girls were all the finalists, and they might be making appearances in the next season. Not sure, but the minis are gone and confirmed. So, Ava Coda will be back, and Black Patsy. Do you guys remember Black Patsy? She will be back. So, it should be an interesting season, and I wanted to touch a little bit on, it was Kalani's birthday, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, and she had a very extravagant 16 birthday party. It was compared to as like an MTV My Sweet 16 birthday. She got a Range Rover, a beautiful white Range Rover. She celebrated with everyone at a bowling alley, and they just had a really, really great time. She got to see Maddie. Abby was there, and Abby had her birthday, but no Maddie. Maddie wasn't there, so I don't know if that was a contractual issue or a personal issue. Maybe Maddie is just really, really busy. Who knows? But Abby celebrated her big birthday, and all the girls were there. And again, Maddie is not under her control anymore. No management, no anything. She's just working. And she was performing with Sia everywhere that she's going, on tour with her, and huge music award performances. So awesome for Maddie. And really quick, a little juicy gossip. I found out that Ariana's mom, her name is Sari. It's S-A-R-I or Suri. She, years ago, I guess in 2003, was charged with possession and distribution of heroin because of her boyfriend that she was with. So I'm not sure if this is the reason why Lifetime wants to cut the minis out. I'm not sure, but that might be the reason. Abby was not happy. So who knows? But next week, more fights and someone gets a solo. So we'll find out who gets that solo, what happens. So excited. Please, guys, tweet me. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV. And I post on Insta Story and Twitter all day. So comment below. Tell me what you guys think. Tell me what you guys want to know and what you want to hear. Please follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV and give us a thumbs up, 5 stars on all of our outlets, SoundCloud, iTunes. Thanks so much for watching, Dance Mom fans. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.